Perry Kimmel?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Adam, in Milas Nafsha Loikis Ashokar Marno. So he said before that a person has a mile of having this Nafsha Loikis, and that really is what makes him as Adam. That sort of describes him uniquely as Adam. He has this special nefesh aloikis that you don't find in Tachtainim. This is a key point in understanding what we are and so on. We have a chelik that no other balchai has, but it's not there before. It's not there actually. It's there in potential. I actually once saw, I thought it was a very clever, it's true also, someone asked the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who is more chashev, a Jew who's doing bad or a goy who's doing good? And the Rebbe's answer was, are we talking about potential or actual? No, it's actual, it's certainly done by your meisim. Talking potential, he has potential that's not matched. So a person should not think that I am great because I'm Adam. So the person will say, well, if I'm so chashev, what's the point of doing anything? He's this is all very poetic quote from Sukkim. It's a Gemara that's a sort of his paraphrasing. It's absolutely wrong. Person does not have his maila before. He is unique that he doesn't have that. It's very interesting. There's a Sefer HaIkrim who has the following point. The Ikrim speaks about, you find that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything in as good a format, as perfect a format as possible. And yet, so almost all animals very rapidly become grown-ups. They're born with a lot of instincts and quite well developed, and it takes no time. We have a park near the yeshiva here where they have geese, and every beginning of the spring they have little gooselings, and then they grow, and you know, by the end of the summer they're fully grown geese. I guess there is some difference, like they're fully grown. Humans are an incredibly long time that spend growing. Nothing like it in the animal world. So what's the pshat? So he answers, since the Tzuras Adam is to develop oneself. In other words, the Tzura of Adam is the developing into something else. So the most apropos format for Adam to be is with as little development as possible. So if the purpose of Adam was to be to come out to this world finished, which is about the purpose of a cow in this world, is not the journey to attain cowhood. It is to be a cow that gives milk and meat and hides whatever it is. So as soon as possible, as soon as biologically is feasible, it's ready to do that. Adam's job is development of oneself, and therefore being born with less, being born as undeveloped as possible, developing is a reflection of what Adam is. That's what the Ikrim says. And ke'ei malas nafsha achrenu befal, v'u miyuchad mekolim tzoyim tachtam, he's the only one, she'ei malas achrenu befal, that his madrega is not there when he's born. There's a famous Gemara that everybody quotes in regards to this. The Gemara in Baba Kama speaks about what type of shinuyim are considered shinuyim to be kona something. So the Gemara has a question of ganav tleh v'nasa ayil. If somebody steals a little ewe and it becomes a full-blown ram, is that called a shinui? And the Gemara says, you know, se ben yomi nikri se, that and shor ben yomi nikri shor, that you find in a pasuk that even though there are special designations of baby cows and baby rams, so on, but the pasuk also does not hesitate to use the term se for a baby or a par, because and the Maral explains, I think, in some place, and it's understood to mean that it already is, it is what it is as soon as it's born. It's a question of just putting on weight and height, but there's no real difference mitzad the animal as opposed to Adam. So he says he's the only one she'im al sachronim mifal. A person can't be born perfect because that would make him like a malach. So all of those madregas a person has that make him equal or better than a malach cannot be there, because then he wouldn't be born human. Rakshe nivra bekoach ve'ena befall. He's born in potential, but not in actualization. In actual, she'elo malosachren befall. V'nimtza lecha ha'hefesh she'esh ben adam mekolim tzayim tachlem ayonim. So here you have a distinction between Adam and any other type of balchai. Kel yonim shli musim befall. Ve'enam tzichim lotzish lemusal apal. Al yonim are born complete and don't need to. So a malach, so he says here we have the difference between the three levels of beings. Elyonim, which are malachim and mazolos and kochom and everything else like that, are born or created, that is said, as they are. Animals are created as they are. Only Adam has that. Zulus Adam Elam Mitzil Apol. I want to add another point to this, an obvious point, that this is the concept that Bechira is Shaykh to Adam. Bechira means that there are some changes, that there are, it's not locked in automatically beforehand, but rather there are possibilities of change. That's almost inherent to the concept of Bechira. That's one. Two, when it says that Adam is called, I'll give you Mahalchim Bein Ha'om Ma'elu, Adam is a Mahalach, means that Adam changes. There is a transformation of Adam from one way to another way, and that is called Mahalach, as opposed to Mahalchim Da'aindim. So both the higher and the lower elements of the Bria, in a sense, everything but Adam, some because they're higher and some because they're lower, are all because they're sort of frozen as it is. Whereas Adam is born perfect, is born totally capable of change. Okay, v'yira sheshmo mora al dava atzmiloi, shumiyuchad by ha'adam mikoil. And he says that's why Adam is called Adam, and I'll explain why. V'zeo shunikra Adam Hashem shafan adama. It says in the pasuk that Adam is Chazal say that Adam is called Adam because it's created from the ground. So that's how Adam turned himself. So he asks, "V'ata yesh lishol v'chikol shar nimtzayim enim in adama." I mean, he asked Adam, "Listen, we've got a lot of different brias over here. What would you like to call all of them? What would you like to call yourself?" He says, "I'd like to call myself Adam because I came from adama." Well, weren't all the other various created from adama? Everything else came from adama. So why would Adam be called Adam, that it comes from Adama, when really all Balachayim are called that, what came from it? Avol, Inyan ha'Adam misyachas b'yosel Adama. So he says, it's not just because the building material, the physical building material, was Adama. There's something about the Adam's mitzias himself that seems to be most clearly attached to Adama. V'zeh, ki Adama miyuchedes b'zeh shi b'koach. V'yesh b'yitzilat folk avon shetzimena. He says, the Bria of Adama in this world is something which is potential. Everything in the world that grows through the Adama. In other words, the Adama is sort of the platform for realizing potential. You also shape it into bricks and clay. Adama is something which is the bed for developing anything that's potential in the Bria. So Adam is most clearly Daimet Adama. Even the word Adama, like the word Adame, it means to take on other forms. Avul inyan ha'adam misyachs b'yoyis Adama. V'zeh, ki Adama yimyucheres b'zeh shi b'koach. Adama has in itself a unique property that it is about potential. V'yesh bo yitzir lefoal kol advarim sh'yitzim yimenu. And it brings to fruition tzmachim, plants, vilanas, trees, a shark called advarim. V'hi b'koach l'chol zeh. So Adam is the one that goes from potential to realization. And that's why the word Adam, as coming from Adama, is miyuchad, because he's the only one that really has the traits of the Adama in him. Shehi miyuchedes. So Adam is shayach to bringing out potential, and that's why it's called Adama, because it simply brings out potential. Olekach, he says, and being once we've termed Adam as being Adam because he has the ability to realize potential, so it also makes a lot of sense why the maisim that you do or the results of that are called peres. The shame Adam is called a pre. It says that tzaddik has it good because they eat the fruits of their deeds. So that means the deed was, so to speak, planted in the Adam. So if I did something good, that's something that's a seeding of myself, and it brings out certain peres. Because the person wasn't fortunate enough to bring out his shleimus, who kemoy adoma shos the peiros, loitzia dova lapoal, v'nisha bekoach, olafikach shmoish ikra b'sheim adoma, noyle v'noyle shmoi. It's very interesting. A person's ability to have children, and the imperative to have children is called Piria Verivia, and the word Rivia means to multiply, and I understand that. In other words, we start with two human beings and we end up with a bunch. But Piria means the ability to bear fruit, that Adam is sort of the it's something, the offspring are called Paris. I once heard a very nice, the Sfasame says it. It says by Noach that and Rashi says that Toldoseim of Tzadikim are Mitzvahs Maizim Tovim. So the Sfasame asks, it doesn't make sense, that wording of Rashi. The Toldoseim of everybody is Mitzvahs Maizim Tovim. It's just that tzaddikim have a lot of it, and Rishayim have very little or none. So he's saying that Toldoseim of tzaddikim are the Mitzvahs Maizim Tovim. Well, Toldoseim, everybody's that, and the question is just, are you barren, or do you have some kids, or whatever it is? So the Sfasame says that even Mitzvahs Maizim Tovim, for it to be called a tolada, it has to be seen as a realization of yourself. So when a tzaddik does it, a tzaddik is someone whose self identifies itself with Mitzvahs Maizim Tovim. So the actual Mitzvahs Maizim Tovim are most appropriately labeled an offspring, a toleda. Masha'ein kein a rasha, even if he happens to do a mitzvah, that's a mikra. It's not the person himself. And if it's not the person himself, then it's not a toloda. The behema nikras b'shem behema al shem bohma rotzoloima kishleim uzdava shenivra alav nimtza ba. The shleimus of something, of a behema, is already set. In other words, all of its ma included in itself. I don't know if the Maral says it somewhere, or somewhere else it says, that the Rosh Tevis, that the gematria of Adam is ma. Aleph, Daleth, Hey, and Mem, obviously. So the word ma in Lashon Kodesh means potential. Like we speak, you know, ma means what? In other words, what's in it? When we speak of the content of the identity of something, we call it its mahus. What is its mahus means, what does it contain in itself? What is its real identity? So the word ma, in terms of that, means the koach of a person, and that's why a person is called Adam. You know, Adam stands for ma. A behema is ba ma, means whatever potential is there, it's already locked in. In other words, the potential for a behemoth to grow tenfold in weight is not a new phase of itself. It's just a question of sort of filling up food and so on. I mean, obviously this goes in different madrigas. It's not like filling up a bag with food. An animal does have to grow physically and so on. But at the end of the day, it's not really anything of new. Nothing new is happening over here. We come to the nimtze imo. He says, "Bezel bo ma k'dover ma nimtze k'dvar ma nimtze imo." Areisha kol echod yerushvala. So Adam and Behema, each one of them has the what's in it, and sort of is Behema is what's in it in the final way, and Adam is not. I want to add one more point about the difference between Behema and Chaya. Now, obviously, what he's saying about the non-human world is true across the board, but obviously the different madrigas in it. A Chaya is a wild, untamed animal. A Behema are domesticated animals, mostly. The Behema tends not to have any drive or life force. You don't see it jumping for anything, running for anything, going for anything, as opposed to a chaya is called a chaya because it seems to have a life force in itself. So in a behema, it's sort of its complacency and sort of just static is something which is part of that mitzvah of behema. So in animal life, if you're trying to find something that sort of exemplifies this, behema is appropriate. But a chaya is more of there's more of a revelation of some sort of life force pushing it, propelling it, and so on. Omnam. So he says, okay, so what about, we just said Egla Rufa, and we spoke about somebody who wasn't able to realize his potential. And that's the tragedy of Egla Rufa. So now we ask ourselves, what about a person who wasn't able to, he died young and wasn't able to realize potential? Omnam, al tita b'dvar me'lu, don't make a mistake because of what I said. Lishlol ha'shleimus mishi efshel ha'shleimus ha'pol, to say that a person who couldn't, his circumstances did not allow him to realize it. Asha holach lo'ilomoy kodem sh'etz ha'shleim shel ha'pol, that he died before he could possibly bring out his potential. Ein anasholim ha'olam haba men ha'klal. We're not denying him olam haba. Im yesh ha'chana la'shleimus v'meis. In other words, the person himself had started to make strides, had started to develop in himself this life's calling of bringing out potential. Then he certainly gets all mahaba. Why? He's an onus. Chazal say that if a person was ready to do a mitzvah, he wanted to go do a mitzvah and he was on his way to do it, and then he was stopped, you know, some he was prevented by some sort of accident. Yesh al ze schar kilo asa mitzvahs. He asked us if he did the mitzvahs. Why? So how could that be? I mean, we understand, the flip side of it is easier to understand, that an onus is as if he didn't do an avera. We understand that, because what makes avera is your rotzen, and therefore, if you didn't want to do it, then you just didn't have any rotzen to do it, and that's that. But why is it if you're an honest and you didn't do what you should have accomplished, that's also considered you don't lose out? Why? V'zeh mitzad k'aschar la'osid hu l'neshama. N'schar goes to neshama. V'kashu honus lo'hoye ikuv zeh mitzad neshama rak la'guf. Honus means that the guf prevented it. The neshama was ready and warm to do it. The neshama was in the doing mode. But the goof wasn't. Ulekach noisan Hashem aschar kilo asa mitzvah. Rak im osit bemezit bedaita besichloi. Mezev es Hashama. But if you do it bemezit, which means you're aware of it, you want to do it, and so on. Rak hakavana mi sheefshol yitzias shleimus alpoel blei hoitz Hashem shel alpoel. He does by oid bevir rachov v'dvarim b'ru. So he says over here the following point, that he was addressing a point. He's upping the ante a lot. He's saying that mitzvahs are not just to do mitzvahs, but it's actually to develop yourself and to make yourself an adam hasholeh. That's the only thing that counts. Well, in that case, many of us never got to that point. So I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us whenever he decides to take us. So what's the pshat over here? So the Maharal says, if your rutzen was to do the right thing, that is, and it was only the guf that stopped it, you were oines, so mitzad neshama, you're there. I want to try to explain the point. It seems a bit to contradict what he said before. Let's give a mushal for it. Imagine I have a box, and in the box I have a piece of metal that is an inch smaller than the box. So that piece of metal fits into the box, and that's it. How big of a piece of metal can I put in the box? As big as the box is, and that's it. Let's say instead of that, I have a coil inside the box, a tightly wound up coil. When I take it out of the box, it jumps and it becomes much bigger, depending on obviously how strong the material is and how much it's been twisted and so on. When we have a neshama inside us, and the neshama wants to come out, and it has its internal energy wound up to do it, except that the guf has stopped it, sometimes simply by the guf stopping, period. So now I'm an onus, and there's nothing I could really do about it. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechashev it, because so now, as long as the box is there, the spring is not jumping in, it's not going place. But if I take it out of it, it will jump. So let's say, imagine the spring is in the box, and I keep winding it and winding it and winding it. It's not going out because the box is not letting it go out. But the minute I take the box away, it's all over the place because it was tightly wound up. The same thing is true. A person who has built within himself an inner desire to grow, to be better, whatever it is, and what's stopping him is simply the circumstances that are boxing him in. So when it comes to Olam Haba, it jumps out. Because in terms of the internal energy of the spring, it's raring to go. It's jumping. But since it's only the walls are blocking, that goes away. So he says the schar the person gets is for that realization. It's an incredible. Let me tell you where this is an incredible motivator. Imagine a person, an outside onus tends to go away. So if a person has family members, friends that are stopping from doing something, it's a struggle, but you can manage. Let's say a person very, very much wants to learn, and he's trying very, very hard, and something is being blocked. His lack of brain or whatever it is blocking him. That's a blockage. In other words, mitzad my nefesh, I have a tremendous tshuka to learn. Mitzad, and I'm learning and I'm pushing and it's just not going because there's something stopping it. So wherever the point is that I depart, if I manage to make a breakthrough or not, since the spring was wound up so much, it will snap out and become as big as what it was wound up to be. And by the way, I read a fascinating article, and it's funny because I always wondered about it. You get the occasional stories about people, gedolim, who were very, very not bright when they were young, and then they worked very hard, they down very hard, and so on, and things fell into place. Most of the gedolim they talk about, the stories are usually not true. One of the people that it's very true is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was a very, very, a man with extremely limited abilities, and he learned tremendously, and there was a breakthrough, So I read actually, so I know we always understand like a nace of some sort, or Shlagyakdem. I actually read something fascinating, and this goes back to the point that he's talking about the potential that's not realized because of the growth and so on. They have a series of they've gathered a series of cases where people have become geniuses or idiot savant geniuses because of an accident that happened. People would have a concussion. Most people that have a concussion, when they get out of it, they're certainly not better off. They're either hopefully even or worse for the wear. That's the norm. But there have been, and they have the list of the names and the people and what they do, people who've gained extraordinary abilities that they never had before in different areas after post-concussions. Somebody became a major composer of music. The article had all the names. I think it was Scientific American. And it was incredible. And the point that they make is, how they understand it is, people's potential is incredible. Some of it we simply haven't developed, but some of it is even locked. In other words, for the person who developed that incredible type of ability to compose music, it didn't fall into his head. There's no way even when we do it with Kavana, there's no way we can do it. Certainly not with by accident to bang together neurons to make a music composer. It's gonna happen. The most logical explanation is the opposite. The person has it in him. There are mechanisms, whatever it is, that blocks it, doesn't allow it to realize itself. It's like genes that get shut off, and then when something knocks out, something destroys those guards. It's like if the machine is on but there's a pause button, so then you knock the pause button, the machine goes on. That's the most sensible explanation for it. So it really sits well with this point that a person has tremendous potential in him, and this potential gets developed it becomes something the person was not. And I think this is the Teva explanation for Gedolim, that where they went into it with the force of willpower, this is what they came up with. That's what I think. I want to add another Nakuda here about the point that he's making, and a very, I think, an important Nakuda. Adam is supposed to be Doma Takarish Baruch Hu. And as close as possible. That's what Adam is. B'tzalmeinu k'dmuseinu. There are three types of activities in the world. There is Bria, which means Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin is reserved for God, and nobody could do Yesh Me'ayin. We don't even know what Ayin is. We can't do Yesh Me'ayin. That even HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Yesh Me'ayin anymore. Yesh Me'ayin took place for 6 days, 7 days, and that was the end of it. The opposite extreme is called Yesh Me'yesh. I take wood boards, I cut them down to a certain size, I paint them, I make a bookshelf out of it. I started with material, I ended up with the same amount of material, and that's kula yesh miyesh. And that's not in any way an accomplishment in that sense. It's an accomplishment in a very physical way in this world. If I took wood and sawed it and put it together, that's fine, but it's yesh miyesh. There's another type of activity, which is called minakoach elapoel, to take something of potential and realize that potential. It's not yesh v'yesh. Obviously, sometimes it's a question of just a gradation, but at the end of the day, it's not a real yesh v'yesh. It's something that's called minakoach elapoel, that something has gone from, it had potential, and it was made into something. That koach Adam has. So, and that's uniquely something that's dome HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The B'tzalmeinu d'museinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do things that are mina koach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do yesh ma'in bria, we can do pseudo bria. Everything, every other Baal Chai does yesh me'yesh. There's an ecosystem and he eats this stuff, and he gives this to the world and takes this from the world, and that's the system. There's no other you know, there's nothing else happening. Adam is shayach to doing something that is far beyond that, and it's called minat koach lapoel. It's something which started out as potential, and which means it wasn't a physical transition alone. It was a whole new state of being. If I can give an example again from let's say chemistry, you have mixtures and compounds. You have things where you just take and mix together two things. You have things that they become bonded at a molecular level, which means I create a property that was there potentially first. I create a substance with properties that were not really there before, and now they come across. So the ability in a mixture, I basically end up with something with the properties of both, depending on the proportion of the mixture, because I'm really dealing with two separate things that happen to be next to each other. When I'm dealing with something like create a compound, I'm really in the sense, yes, if I took sodium and nitrogen and I put it together, so then yes, I could, or sodium chloride, and I put it together, I have something that is salt. But the salt wasn't there really before. As opposed to when I take salt and chicken, they're both there, they were there, they are there, and it wasn't any real substantial change. So those are the tchunas of Adam. Okay, let's hold it here. Any questions, any points, anything?
No, that's great.
What? Okay. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem next week was also good, Bez Hashem. Okay.
Great, looking forward.
Take care.
Thank
all
you
the
very
best.
Much. Have a good week. All right, bye.